Ram Ram. Discourse 7 for Spiritual Aspirants by Swami Ram Suktas Ji Maharaj. We say that the mind is mine, the intellect is mine, the senses are mine, the life breath is mine, but we do not say that I am the mind, I am the intellect, I am the senses, I am the life breath. With this, it is established that sense of I or I-ness is separate from sense of mine or mine-ness. In other words, I am separate from mine or my so-called objects. If you think further, then the so-called objects that are called mine are also in fact not mine. Rather, they belong to the prakriti or nature. Due to the identification with the gross, subtle and causal body, they appear or they are perceived as mine. Our real self is separate from the gross, subtle and causal bodies. There's neither of the three states, waking, dream and dormancy or deep trance, are present in the swaroop or self. The states keep changing. But the self does not change. The self is the knower of these states. Therefore, it is separate from these. If the knower of these states were not separate from these states, then who would account for these three states and who would see them changing? There is no doubt that these three states keep changing. It is deduced that our self is separate from these states. It is our experience that the states cannot stay without us, but we can stay without them, and we also do stay. When we go from the waking to the dream state, in between there is no state. In the same way, when one goes from the dream state to the dormancy or deep trance, in between there is no state, but the self still remains. The dream state goes and the waking state comes. The deep trance state goes and waking state comes. In this manner, we are aware of the changing states. From this, it is established that we are beyond the states. The word I has two meanings. One is the real I in the form of existence and another is the assumed I. The real I remains as is, but the assumed I does not remain the same at any time. Rather, it keeps changing. Just as I am awake, I am sleeping, I am wealthy, I am poor, I am very knowledgeable, I am ignorant, I am a sadhu, I am a householder, etc. This assumed I also has conflicting and opposing beliefs. Just as in front of the father, I am the son. And in front of the son, I am the father. Therefore, this assumed I is not our real self. It is due to identification and holding on to this I that we have assumed ourselves to be cut off and have assumed a separate identity and existence. That with whom we assume a sense of I is the individual existence. In our real existence, there is no issue of being cut off and having a separate identity. To wipe out the assumed separate identity, a spiritual aspirant, a seeker, should accept that I am God's. And through Vivek, a power of discrimination, he should accept that his real self or swaroop is not the assumed I. That is, the unreal is not my true self. Just as the mind and intellect are illuminated, in the same way, the I is also illuminated in the illumination of the self. On thinking and reflecting deeply, the knowledge in effect is of the unreal only and not of the real. The knowledge of one's existence most certainly remains in I am. In this, no one has any doubt. However, in our existence, we do not recognize that unreal with which we have blended. It is a principle that the knowledge of the unreal is realized only on becoming disconnected with the unreal, and the knowledge of the real takes place on becoming one or connected or inseparable with the real. Because in fact, we are disconnected from the unreal and inseparable from the real. Therefore, the moment we realize the unreal, there is disassociation from the unreal. That is, one realizes their apartness from it. The moment this realization of apartness takes place, one is naturally established in the real, which is self-evident. One does not have to do anything for it. That real itself is the knower of the three states and their changes and their absence from waking, dream, and deep trance. In waking, the non-existence of the dream and the deep trance state. In the dream state, the non-existence of the waking and the deep trance state. And in the deep trance state, the non-existence of the waking and the dream state takes place. However, the self is never non-existence. In all states, our existence, that is our being, remains as it is. This is everyone's experience. A spiritual aspirant should want to place value, give significance to his experience. In other words, remain adamantly, firmly, unwaveringly, steadfastly situated in the self. Avat harshna upjayi, javat so shok na hoye, aisi rahini jo rahe, ghar mein jo ki hoye. Is jag ki koi vastu na hame suhati, pal pal mein shamal murti, smaran hai aati. Uga so hi aathve, phula so kumlaye, chidiya deval thai pade, jaya so mar jaye. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.